This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You are listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Mokhtar, Kusu Chuang, and Philip C. Now we are turning our attention to the survival of Malaysian SMEs. So over 90% of business establishments in Malaysia comprise of small and medium enterprises or SMEs, and they've been the hardest hit in the economic fallout from the pandemic. Back in July, the SME Association of Malaysia, or SAMENTA, said that at least 150,000 SMEs have shut, resulting in 1.2 million job losses, and it's very likely that the number has only risen in the 3 months since.
Now, recently, the Prime Minister, Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri, signaled that the government is thinking of providing capital for SMEs to restart their business. Now, he said the mechanism of this is still being ironed out. Because SMEs feature prominently in the 12th Malaysia Plan, and the government sees them as the engine of growth for the country over the next 5 years.
So SMEs are expected to contribute 45% of GDP and 25% of exports by 2025, according to the 12MP. So the government seems to have its end product in mind, but does it have the right recipe to help SMEs grow in a sustainable way? So for some thoughts on how to strengthen SMEs in Malaysia, we have on the line YB Ong Kian Ming, Member of Parliament for Bangi. Kian Ming, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us today. Let's take a look at how effective the economic aid packages have been throughout this pandemic. In your view, how effective has cash aid channeled through the various economic stimulus packages been in ensuring the survival of SMEs?
I think given the scale and length of the various lockdowns, any economic stimulus package would not have been sufficient for most of the SMEs in Malaysia. That notwithstanding, I do acknowledge that there has been quite a number of items, either direct fiscal injections such as RM3K grants for SMEs registered with SSM. And then the wage subsidy program that we push for higher amount and is still ongoing. And then there are indirect sort of like help such as loan moratoriums and then soft loans with low interest rates. And then also the Penjana Kerjaya for hiring incentives when the economy opens up. So there has been, but I think probably you yourselves would have been able to see many of the F&B outlets and retail outlets in your own surrounding areas are shut down and haven't opened yet. So that's how badly the SMEs have been affected.
Yeah, the government is also mulling providing capital injections to SMEs to allow businesses that are close to open to reopen. Is this a viable proposition?
I think any assistance package would be useful, but it should be evaluated as part of a larger strategy to revive the economy. So, we want to ask questions such as, are they going to be sector specific? What conditions will be imposed on these capital injections? What are the agencies that will be involved? And I think of, beyond these capital injections, it's actually very important for the government to have a very systematic plan on how to open up the economy with less and less restrictive SOPs so that SMEs can, when they restart or when new companies are created, they can come back into the economy with a very strong bounce back.
Yeah, and coming last week, SME Bank Chief Executive Arya Putra Ismail talked about how part of the package that they are trying to formulate is also equity participation for SMEs where capital infusions are distributed. Do you think that plan makes sense?
But the government agencies involved need to be very transparent in terms of how they want to push these packages out. What are the conditions in terms of getting, let's say, SME Bank an equity stake in an F&B outlet, for example. And I think what I found through my interactions with the SMEs that I've consulted with is that whatever the government agency says actually takes quite a while before it can be communicated, understood and absorbed by the SME community, because there's actually a very large information gap between these SMEs and government policies.
Now, Kiming, just want to get your thoughts on the 12th Malaysia Plan, because there was quite a lot of attention given on SMEs, right? What's your thought about the policy proposals there? I mean, or actually, are there any? And is the issue then the devil being in the detail?
Yeah, I think it's very easy to criticize the normal stuff, lack of poor implementation, devil is in the detail. But I would structure my comments to say that we need more of the three Ds, not the dirty, dangerous, and undesirable jobs,
yep.
But more of a diagnosis in terms of what went wrong in the past to grow this sector. And then we also want to have detailed breakdowns of targets, you know, by sector, by state. And then finally, and most importantly, designation of responsibilities. So which are the key ministries and agencies that are supposed to be helping the different SMEs in a different sector? Because this is something that's cross-ministerial. So for example, when you look at the issue of digitalization of SMEs, you know, what are the plans in the past that didn't materialize? What are the targets for each of the sectors that we want to see more digitalization in, whether it's F&B, small-scale manufacturing, retail, other services? And then which are the ministries that are supposed to be in charge of implementing these digitalization strategies moving forward? So that's why I've actually come up with a proposal to ask each ministry to have their own national recovery plan. And then in this plan, we can see how they can help SMEs that are under their own jurisdiction to move forward as the economy opens up.
All right, so you have this prescription of a sort of concerted effort by all the different factions within government for a push towards SMEs. Can I bring your focus to productivity of SMEs, which has been particularly poor compared to large companies? And this is one of the key targets of the 12th MP is to raise household incomes to 10,500 ringgit. And I think it's interrelated to the productivity of SMEs. So with that in mind, how can SMEs be best supported to boost productivity towards these interrelated goals?
Yeah, I think when I hear a lot of the ministers, deputy ministers talk about helping SMEs, they are not doing it from a position of having experience to reach out to these SMEs and understand their pain points. I've had the fortunate experience of interacting with over 30 SMEs as part of my pro bono consulting effort. And the three things that I found that probably impede them to move forward to achieve the kind of productivity gains or targets that the government wants is firstly, many of them are stuck with legacy systems and old ways of doing things. And then secondly, like what I said previously, many of them have poor knowledge of existing government policies, and many of them actually don't know how to contact the government. So for example, let's say their wage subsidy program gets application gets stuck, they don't know who to contact. So I had to facilitate a bit of that in the past. And then thirdly, many of them have lack of access to knowledge for use cases, you know, successful SMEs that have, become successful, become bigger, and have success in areas, for example, of digitalization in some of their processes. So I think the government really needs to talk the talk, and then after that, walk the walk and show SMEs the way forward. I think politicians also need to be able to show that they can also pivot in the same way that they want SMEs to pivot in this digital age, for example.
Yeah, looking ahead to Budget 2022 at the end of this month, Kian Ming, what initiatives do you think would be most helpful for SMEs, depending on drawing upon your consultation and engagement, as you say, with small businesses?
I think better defined targets and also, this kind of strategy that is not only under the jurisdiction of the Ministry of Finance, but being able to coordinate with the other ministers so that the Minister of Finance can say, I'm going to allocate X amount to this ministry for SMEs, another X amount to another ministry for the SMEs, for other SMEs in other sectors. And this is our execution plan in terms of helping them recover in the next 1 year.
All right, Kian Ming, thanks so much for speaking to us this morning. That was YB Ong Kian Ming, Member of Parliament for Bangi, giving us his prescription for how to help SMEs survive this pandemic and thrive thereafter.
I like his 3 points about what are the challenges with SMEs. One, legacy systems. Second, knowledge and contact with government policy. And third, access and insights to best practices and success. You know, if you look at these three, right, they don't really require a lot of cash. Perhaps a legacy system only.
And the thing I think what struck me about Kian Ming's comments is he's not giving any specific proposals that will apply to all SMEs. He's really talking about the ecosystem that they operate in and to kind of create a better ecosystem rather than specific measures or initiatives, that may not apply to different SMEs depending on which sector they're in.
Yeah, I mean, I know Kian Ming's background, right? He's offered a basic, your classic consulting structural framework into which you've got the plan and everything is plug and play and you follow the steps accordingly, right? It makes a lot of sense. It's always in execution. And we've had 11 prior Malaysian plans where they've also been, relatively well-structured. But as I think, Phil, you're right. We can't run away from the fact that Malaysia always has trouble with execution. It's in the details.
Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.